This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In simultaneously issued statements, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Taliban announced that a deal between the U.S. and Taliban will be signed February 29th, paving the way toward ending the longest American war in history. VOA's Carla Babb.
A pause in fighting between the Taliban and Afghan and U.S.-led international forces is now underway. A first step, officials say, that could lead to the end of the 18-year war in Afghanistan. One major concern is whether the Taliban will be able to keep its sprawling network of fighters off the battlefield. If successful, U.S. and Taliban negotiators will sign a historic agreement on February 29th, leading to political talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Officials say the United States would gradually draw down its forces to 8,600, with a senior U.S. defense official adding non-U.S. international forces there would reduce troop numbers by about 20 to 30%. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
U.S. health officials have said that they are preparing for the possibility of the spread of the new coronavirus through U.S. communities that would force closures of schools and businesses. Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told reporters health authorities are preparing for medical personnel.
We're not seeing community spread here in the United States yet, but it's very possible, even likely, that it may eventually happen.
The CDC reported that the United States currently has 13 cases, possibly even more, of people diagnosed with the virus within the country and 21 cases among Americans repatriated on evacuations flight from Wuhan and China, also from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan. Office of the Director, National Intelligence, Second in Command, Andrew Holman, has been pushed out just days after his boss was fired. The 30-year veteran of the U.S. intelligence community had been serving in an acting capacity as the principal deputy.